Fine, so that Bikarana was an easy sit, but I think that there was it was apparently an easy sit. I think there was a lot more amkus to the sit than it seemed on the face value. If nothing else, more as a continuation of sit hay. Just to get the basics of the sit, I think everyone pretty much got clara was that there's apparently a machaikas, the Rosh and the Rajbah, whether Allah Mais and Mokum Shemotzi Mo'id Pishpishim, you can be Taylor Ad Kshir Turmus, of which the Rajbo was clearly Mekel, the Imay Oid Kamar Rishonim, not the Ritva though, sorry. No, because if you look in the Ritva, you might have noticed that the Ritva was word for word the Chedushay Rajbo. And if you look two pages earlier, it says Ad Kan Chedushay HaRitva Mikan Ve'el Chedushay Rajbo. For some reason, they took Chedushay Rajbah and stuck it in the middle of Chedushay Ritva. It's Chedushay Rajbah. But actually, it was a number of other Rishonim, Chedushay Ran, and it was a Meiri. Fine. So there's a number of other Rishonim who said Mufurish like the Rajbah. And then there's the Rosh who seems to say that, since we pass like Hanina, that Antignus were not Taylor the Pishpish unless you know you killed one. However, he says it's Medayik, the Losh, and there's an interesting Losh. He says, because it's not so Shechiach, two different Pshatim, and then they were. But then, when it comes down to Halacha Maaseh, it comes out a little funny. So, L'chayr, what do we have? The Machmirim are L'chayr Pashtus of the Rosh, but the Derech of the Rosh.
The
Rosh says you're not telling if you didn't kill it.
Because that's
the Shechiach. Not the Shechiach, you would be telling. The words of the Rosh are you're not telling the Pishpish if you didn't kill it. And the tour seems to take on that was Pshat in the Rosh. And the they say, Pashas, how many of you know that was Pshat in the Rosh? Pashas, that was Pshat in the Rosh, right?
Pashas, the tour is like that,
Pashas
of
the,
what's it called?
Okay,
actually. How much money do you say Pashas in the Rosh like
the Rosh? I realize that. But I'm saying, if you. Say this, Machagatar, whatever you want to call it. The Verta, the Rosh, the words of the Rosh are that you're not telling them Leihark. Start with that. And the tour clearly takes that Kipshutai. Udina Ramaisa, the Machab and the Ramah. And the Bach. The funny thing is, though, on the other hand, what? He has an argument. If you'd be chayuk on it, the science of Zayin, the sign of Choftas, the source of Choftas was also the same inyan, is that in Harga Pishpish, then the Shir of Tormis has all the dinim of the halach of Gris mentioned everywhere else in Simon Kuf Tzadi. And there again, the Torah before says in Harga, and the same thing in Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah doesn't say a word. But that's the funny. That's what I was going to point out. What's funny is on the other side of the equation, you have L'chayr the Maskon of the Bis Yosef, is that to say that the Rosh even agrees to the Rajbah, and then you have the Daki Moshe who only brings the Rajbah, and so it's whatever. It's, and then you have Reuben Yerucham, which is L'chayr B'Dasa Rosh. So I have a Machlokes with Dasa Rosh, and within the Rishon, within the Talmidim of the Rosh, between the two and Reuben Yerucham. And then I have the Bis Yosef who seems to say something, seems to have a different Niti in Bis Yosef than what he is Sosim in Shulchan Aruch. And the Daki Moshe who seems to say something, seems to be passing the Rash, bringing the Rash, and in Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything.
Maybe even Yashir at least not have a no more. The Bis Yosef asks, why isn't the, it's the point that the Rambam doesn't mention in the Rash, because it could be that he holds a bit, only it's just an application of Mitzvah Sikh Sonim. So it's not, this is right now the place where it's not Pishpish Din. It's an application of some of something to Pishpish. And so he, again, he holds it in the Rash, but he's not really mentioning it, doesn't mention it, even he personally holds it by himself.
That would be fine. To say that the Mechaber is coming B'darach HaRambam would be fine if he said the same thing as the Rambam does, which is nothing. If the Shulchan Aruch would have left out Siv Zayin, the fact that he doesn't mention Priyabha Pishpish would not necessarily be a raya that he does not hold like the Rajbah. No. But once he brings the din of the Rajbah, he brings the din of Pishpish, but he brings it specifically as Imharga, Davka if she knows she killed it. And especially if you go to Sif Choftas, where the Makar Adin there in Sif Choftas, the only Rishon who says such a halacha is the Rajbah, and of course the Rajbah there, consistent with his Shita, says, B'mokum shem motzui pishpishim chazer shir turmis kishir gris l'chol dofer. And the Tur changes the words of the Rajbah to be im harga pishpish, not b'mokum shem motzui pishpishim, but im yedaz shaharga pishpish. And the Shulchan Aruch copies the Lashon of the Tur. It's clearly mashmaus is that the Mechaber is paskening like where do you want to call it? The Havamin and the Rosh.
What?
First Teretz and the Rosh. Havamin and the Rosh, whatever you want to call it. Havamin
and the Rosh is a Mag Mishnah. Even though you change Tran and the Rosh,
But he's bringing it. He is bringing the din that's in the Rosh and the Rajman, not in the Rambam. Mm-hmm. But he's saying he holds like the Rambam, he's bringing the. Okay, I'm saying it's not. It's certainly, but it's interesting. It's interesting we have here with Chayyur that the Bisyasif, Pashtus was Saisim like shot in the Rosh. And the Rambam was also Pashtus Saisim that way. Had gotten it in Tur, you would have assumed both of them were going to pass in the Rajman. I mean, because if nothing else...
It
sounds
like in the tour, it
means
like the Rosh is going to be like...
Rosh is going to be a Rosh.
So the
Rosh
doesn't bring it.
He doesn't bring it at all. So it's funny, because as the other Akhra in the Shachas has pointed out, I have Kilu Sfek Seika. The Rajbun Mufurish was matching. And the Rosh, Lohobos, this Tutsdogim in the Rosh, it could be the Rosh is mighty to the Rajbun. So I have a Rosh, but it could be I even have a Rosh. And especially since we're talking about Ksamim Drabbanim, where the Klal is, the Ksamim Shemim Lahakul, if anyone didn't realize that Klal Godlin Ksamim is, whenever there's a Machlaikis or a Sophic, whatever it is, we're Mikl. Especially when it comes to Tzirufim. A Tzirif doesn't mean that it misstomed the Dam came from somewhere else. It probably came from somewhere else. Anytime the Dam could have reasoned it possibly come from somewhere else, so then we're tired. So here, Lachayra, between the Rajba and Kenzan, you want to have Pashtus of the Rosh, however you want to phrase the exact Lashon, but it's certainly a strong possibility in the Rosh. So why is Pashtus Mechaber? Unless you want to say that the Kavon of the Mechaber really was to be Mekel, and that for whatever reason, you have the Lashon, but it's very Dachuk. It's Dachuk Moiv.
I think the
Shachti
says even stronger than you were saying in his argument for the Kulon. First of all, there's one side of the BTS of the Rosh that's clearly like the Rashba. Right. And secondly, even the side that is Shkir, means not Shkir, but comes so close you won't smell it, still doesn't come out of a fortune argument of the Rashba. Even that, he says, it could be his way to the Rashba.
Okay. The other thing is, I have Lachol Pots of sex fake in a Drabonon, in someone which is a Drabonon cow, a few Lachim Chazil, and the rest of all that, basically, after the, from the Bach, after the Bach, basically, all that kind of passed like a Shachim Taz. But Lamaisa, it's not Lachayr that's in the Gias Lamaisa, because first of all, Baruch Hashem is not a Zed Pishpishma, not Motzi. And how our wives would handle that, no, we'd handle it, Pishpishma Motzi. But number two is, as the Badei Shulchan and the Shevet Levi both point out, which I think makes a lot of sense, is since clearly Pishpishim is not a Loi Gozer, Pishpishim is for sure a Tliya, so therefore, even if, assuming we pass the Shach and Taz, but you're only going to be tall, able to be totally in the sheer pishpish hamotzi bismanemit. So, whatever pishpishim they do have today, whatever bedbugs they have today, are much smaller than a gris. So, at least we paskin that, I think that's clear that we paskin even bismanazer, the ksalim pox, the gris, whatever gris is, 18, 19, 20 millimeters or taller. So, there's going to be an afkamina, because you're not going to find a bedbug bigger than that. So even if you'd have bed bugs, it's not as there would be motzi ma'id. Or if you're going to say a place where mosquitoes are motzi ma'id, there's no makom to be machalik between pishpishim and any other bug or animal that would be as motzi, going again, assuming we're passing the Gasa Rajbo, but anything that would be as motzi as the pishpishim were in those cities, but you're not going to find such a thing that's bigger than a gris. I mean, listen, if you have a place that's so infested with mice, and people squish mice without even noticing it on a regular basis. First of all, tell me where that place is because I'm not moving there. And second of all, the sif would be negeil mice. But mice, I love mice. Pashtus is not negeil. What is negeil though? More is the havana. Because as we pointed out in Sifhei, we had a big machlokes. Veltz machlokes. What is machlokes? Is machlokes a loygazu? Is it a clear? Pishpishim. I think it's pretty clear that it's vadei clear. As Mufurish and Shevet Levi Badei Yeshochim, I think it's Pashat as it. Because if it was Moi Gazu, then it wouldn't be, then the Rajba wouldn't be Mekel only, but Mokum Shashchich Pishpish, and you'd be Mekel everywhere. That's basically what the Rabbanim did, and everyone agrees. We don't pass to the Rabbanim, we pass to the Chaneim and Antigmas.
It's
the
Rosh.
What?
Rosh is it's
Tliya. Yeah, it's clear that here it's only Medina Tliya. So then we get into some interesting stuff. For example, what gets interesting is we get into different shilas, the ma'aseh that are mainly, I guess the Chavos Das is the one who brings them up primarily, is two issues. Number one is if she knows she killed a pishpish. How much, but she finds more dam than a tormus. So can you say, well, I'll be taylor up to the tormus and the pishpish, and then I'll be taylor the little bit beyond that in the machailus, because we know we always taylor machailus, we always get a gris out to machailus.
Pishpish like the machailus, but we know that the biggest pishpish is like the biggest gris.
True.
I think it's pretty clear it's a tli, it's not like gos, we don't know.
So maybe if you were raised in a pishpish, maybe there's a bigger pishpish.
No, l'chayim is no pishpish bigger than a tormus. We're not chayshish for pishpish bigger than a tormus. If anything, most pishpish are probably much smaller than a tormus. And l'chayim, what we're saying is, and l'chayim, even b'zman chazal, l'chayim, not every pishpish was exactly the same size. And l'chayim, they had baby pishpishim also. So l'chayim, posh davon, as in someone spoke it out l'furish, there's poshin here that if she saw the pishpish she killed, we're really digressing a bit, but it's a good point. If she saw the pishpish she killed, and she sees it's half the size of a tormus, a vana she can only be teila as much dam as the size of the pishpish she killed. Because it's a tli, it's not only gozu. There is no gozu when you kill a pishpish, you automatically get a shear of tormus. We're talking about in the middle of the night she rolled over, it was a dark room, and she smelled a horrible odor. And she knows, oh, there went another one. And she wakes up in the morning and finds a spot on her bed. Now, she's no idea how big this pishpish was. Because, I don't know, something happened to the dead body in the middle of the night.
You ever heard of ants?
Ants came and ate it. Whatever it was, another pishpish ate it. I don't know what went on in their days. Some other something. So anyway, kitzur is, so now there's nothing left. She wakes up and then, how big can you be tailored? So as we mentioned, since the Klang Sommer is Big Sommer Shainun Lahakal, so we're telling the biggest size pishpish that was around, which was up to the size of a tormus. But about it, most pishpishim weren't that big, and if she knows she squished a pishpish that was half that size, she can only be telling half of a tormus. But let's say she squished a pishpish and didn't see it. So does she get, in addition to the sheer tormus, an additional sheer machalis? Or not? And the other corollary of the other related shaila would be, what if she killed 2, 3, 5, 10 pishpishim, how many tormusim does she get? One or multiple? And that's, of course, only going to be a shaila, but that's how Rosh and the Machlekes, Taisis and Rosh. Like Taisis, if you kill 10 machlekes, you get 10 grisim, so kol shekhen hir l'chayr, if you kill 10 pishpishim, you get 10 tormusim. The question is, would the Rosh be moidah here? Now, l'chayr, the question is how you understand the Rosh, which is a problem, because it's hard to understand the Rosh. Depending on how you understand the pashtus havana of the Rosh, based on what he says, like plug, is a yais that, I mean, it's going to get, I know I'm going to start getting controversial here, but l'chayr pashtus to the Rosh is, I think I mentioned this was pashtus to the Rosh and the last one also, is that the Rosh is saying because it's a loy gozer. So a yais chazal made a shiur of tumas ksamim of gris, and that covers the chashash machailus. So, that covers it. Chazal made a blanket shear, and it doesn't make a difference how big the machailus is, whether it's a small one, or even if you saw you killed a small machailus, the shear is still a gris. Mitzad Shani is, even if you saw you killed 5 machailus, the shear is still a gris. That's l'chayah the Rosh understands, the loy plug. Now that's good if it's a loy gozer. Pishpish, which is not a loy gozer, it's a tliya, l'chayah that shouldn't apply. So l'chayah it should be pasha. The pishpish is a regular tliya, just like nisasko b'tzipar, in da and sif, chavzayin, or whatever. And so therefore, just like over there, we say if she's nisasik with one tzipa that had a seller, she's tailored to a seller. And if she's nisasik with 5 tzipa, and each one had a seller, so that she can be tailored 5 slime of dam. So the same thing will hire here, because it's a regular clear. The problem is the Chavos Das doesn't learn that way. That's who most people saw the Chavos Das. And the Chavos Das says, who I did over here, then she's only going to like the Rosh at least, she'll only, which is how most places can pass them, she'll only be tailored 1 tormus.
It's supposed to be held once we hold. As well.
So what? He holds the pishpish as a shear, and if you know you killed a small pishpish, you're going to still be telling a full tormus?
He seems to get it as the same once you hold.
And then what would be, and if that's true also, then if pishpish became a loy gozru, so that's really, that's shitas rabbanon, it will be even b'mokum shalei motzei pishpish. I think it's clear we don't pass in that way. But really is, it's not so shalei the Chavos Das l'shitasa. Because the Chavos Das, remember in Sif Hei, learned that He then has learned that Bacharis is also a Kli, is not a Loi Gazra. So he's clearly not going to learn the Havon of the Rosh, the way I explained the Havon of the Rosh. I'm not 100% sure how the Chavis doesn't will learn the Havon of the Rosh, but however he's going to learn the Rosh, he's going to Pishpish is no different than Machayus, like the Chavis Das L'Shitas. Because the Chavis Das learned that Machayus, that Gris is a Kliya, and Afilu Hachi, if you killed five of them, you're only Tola one Gris. So what in my Pishpish? It's a Kliya, but if you killed five Pishpish, you're only Tola one Tumis. However, he understood the Rosh, will understand the Rosh here. I don't have a clue on how the Chavis Das did understand the Rosh, but there's no steer, there's no problem in the Chavis Das. The problem, of course, is in the Heintiges farm, who in Sif Hei, for example, Chochani Badei Shulchan, who in Sif Hei passed in the Bizman Azeh, you can be Toyla up to a sheer gris of 19 millimeters or whatever it is, which means Uchara, the clear living, it's a Loi Gazu. And Afilachi, over here, they pass in like the Chavis Das, there, if you kill 2, 3, 5 Pishpishim, you're still only Toyla one sheer Tumas, which Uchara is difficult to understand.
Sorry, I don't follow. If it's a Loi Gazru, then
if
Loi Gazru, right, one shear.
If it's a Loi Gazru, right, but why Loi Gazru, I one shear by Pishpish? But Machilas is a Loi Gazru, but Pishpish is a totally different din. So just because the Rosh said by Machilas, Loi Gazru, and therefore you only get one, I understand. But Pishpish, which is not a Loi Gazru, so how does the whole Loi Plug of the Rosh apply? What was the Loi Plug? Chazal didn't say any Gzeira to say on the Loi Plug. Chazal said, if you kill the Pishpish, you tell him the Pishpish. It's no different than anything else than if you kill the bird and if you kill the cow.
You guys
can't follow the Chavis Das's lead. What? Okay. The Chavis Das is very good. Who else speaks about the issue? Because the Chavis Das learned that the Machilas and Gris is also a Kliya and not a Loi Gazru. Chavis Das was the machbeder. The Chavis Das l'chayud ol bizman hazeh, you can't be toila up till a sheer gris, only up till the sheer machelus and motzei bizmanei, because he holds it's a kliya. And we don't pass in the Chavis Das.
And even so, there's an maximum of.
And even so, somehow the Rosh said, but still, you're only going to be toila one. Why? I don't know. That's what I said. I don't know how the Chavis Das is going to learn the Rosh. I have possible theories, but I don't have a clue.
But
however he's going to learn, however he's learning the Rosh in machelus, he'll learn the same thing in Pishpish. I have no problem with Chavis Das l'shitasa. I mean, I don't understand it, but it's not a problem.
It's not self-contradictory.
Right. Whereas the L'chayr, the Badei Shulchan, the Chochani are. L'chayr. I did find, though, that the Arach HaShulchan seems to bavar in this. And he wants, the Arach HaShulchan also split, and he seems to want to say Yishuv. I can't say I understood 100%, but the Arach HaShulchan seems to be saying like this. He seems to say the light. But let's go this way. But what did I say? I wanted to say that L'chayr Pishpish should be exactly the same as Nisaska B'tzipa. And Tzipa, however much dam that Tzipa has, you can be telling whatever it is. If it's a Sela, good. If it's more than a Sela, more. If it's less than a Sela, less. But the official says that's true. However, there's a problem. If you look through the Gemara and the Mishnayos and everything, and the Tosefta and everything in Hilchos Ksav and Perek HaRaya, you won't find anywhere that Chazal gave a shear of how big Nisaska B'tzipa is. It doesn't say this ask a betzipa of eino yedas how big it is shiroi sela. It says but it happens to say a case where they were just asking a betzipa that happened to have a sela. But Chazal never gave a shear for how much dam a betzipa has, and maybe because there's a variety of sizes. But Chazal didn't tell me any shear. By turmus, by pishpish, Chazal did tell me a shear of turmus. Hagam that as we pointed out, l'chayra it's not a loy gazer. It's not a blanket rule that's going to apply, and L'chayr is not even going to apply if you know it was smaller. But when you don't know how big it is, Chazal did tell me a shear, which is something they didn't do by any other clear. They didn't tell me, Nisaska B'tzipa, and you don't know how big it was, this is the maximum you can be told, because there's no tzipa in the world bigger than whatever. Chazal didn't, they only gave shear.
The Rabban has a big amount of blood, so there isn't what. Even the smallest
tzipa
has amount of blood.
It's
little tiny bug.
I hear, but this is not Rashi. The first time you say it, then we'll try to figure out if we understand what he's saying. I'm not sure I understand. But I'll try to say it over. Maybe
they don't need to see a shear from something you're nisasik with. You're nisasik with it. You know how much blood it has. You don't have a shear.
But
if Pishpish is not nisasik with it, you just killed it. You rolled over. So we have to give you some sort of shear to have some idea.
But if she knows she killed a Pishpish, L'chayr, that is like nisasik with some. That's what they all say. That's what they're saying. If she knows she killed it, or maybe even if it's so motzli that she probably killed it, it's ki'ilu nisaska b'ksamen. So we're saying it's ki'ilu, she knows she was nisasik in it.
She
Vitzi is just disaster.
It is possible also that you killed it without knowing.
It is. It is.
Mashenkin and Tzipor, you know, you didn't squash a Tzipor. You're just asking for the Tzipor.
She was riding a motorcycle on her holidays and she smashed into a Tzipor and it went flying. I mean, it's possible. And Chazal, don't tell me if that happened and you can't find the Tzipor. This is the maximum. They didn't tell me. Figure it out yourself. What would the Rav tell you? You came and said, I crushed the Tzipor. I don't know how big it was. You say, I call it through Raisa Neambar. What kind of bird do you think it was? Was it a sparrow? Was it a? How big was the bird? And we'll try to figure out. You know.
That's where the blood spot was also. I mean, she had it on her face from Harley Davidson. You're going to tell that she has it lower.
I'm just saying. But it'll be, what the Rav going to tell you? Akolufiya Isay Neamayir. Right. So by Pishpishim, why didn't they do the same thing? Why didn't they tell you? Why didn't Chazal say that? Why didn't the Rabbanim say that? When the Gemara asked the few Rabbanim, what's the shear? They should have said, each Rav should look at the bed bugs in his city, in his tekufa, and see how big the biggest bed bugs in his time are. Chazal gave a shear of tormas. Whatever exactly the value of that shear is.
The Shulchan Aruch Rav does say that, I think.
Okay. He does. And Achadam, L'chayr Shulchan Aruch Rav is like the Aruch HaShulchan.
The Aruch HaShulchan
says, I don't ask any of these questions. The Aruch HaShulchan is a little more mefurish, but L'chayr Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying the same part. Yes.
Maybe we add to it because all the time the beds kept getting blood on it, and we have no information to tell the Rav. We just know that she wakes up and she sees blood on the bed. Doesn't find anything around it. That would seem to be a common occurrence.
Well, it seems that they knew it was coming from Machalos, though.
What?
By Machalos, it seems they knew it was coming from Machalos.
They knew
this.
Or if
Thomas
was
Matsu.
Or whatever.
The Washington Hill, the Hollywood Chamber, Harry Machalos. Since they knew to be done with Machalos. Now, there might have also been tipei don and dam nidus, but there were many tipei that were dam achares. They knew that there were many tipei that were dam achares.
But
according
to the Rabban, you have
pishpish
also to be
toilan,
even though there's no
tipei. Even though it's not so much.
Right, but you still have it to be toilan. It could be came from a pishpish. So we don't have any information about the pishpish. So they have to give us a shear. We don't have any information that in my house.
Well, I mean, people saw pishpish, and it seems that they were something that were common, even if they weren't as motsui as Machilas. There was something, you know, they were at least as much as Tzipor, maybe.
So what should it have been?
They should have said him, Harga Pishpish Tailabai.
Tailabai and what?
Tailabai, however big it is, you figure it out yourself. The same way they don't tell me Halcha B'Shukshad, just ask about Tzipor how big that is.
There you have information to deal with, though.
I'm saying call up your local exterminator and ask him how big most of the Pishpish he finds are. So when Tzipor, you look at it.
Right, Tzipor, if you have no idea what size the bird was, her eyes were closed while she was burning the Marisaka, right?
Right.
So then the Chayim will go to the biggest bird.
Yeah, the Lachananish.
So that's what we're saying by Fishfish. We're going to go to the biggest one.
So go to the biggest one. But it doesn't have to tell me how big the biggest bird. It doesn't have to tell me the biggest bird in the world is the biggest flying bird in the world is a whatever, and you know.
So those cases you usually have information. In this case, you don't have information.
I don't know. Okay, maybe. Lama, these are all truths. We have a lot of truths in here. Okay? But what the Aruch HaShulchan is pointing out is, in the whole Perek HaRei Kesem, there are only two things where Chazal gave me a shir. One is Machalos, and another is Pishpish. Those are the only two items where Chazal told me a size. So therefore, he says, when Chazal tell me shiurim, those shiurim are, that's the rule. And you don't go, you know, if Chazal said, this is, you know, Hillel and Rabbi got thrown out of yeshiva in a Vassar, right? 50 amas, he said, no, you do this, they can go 50 amas. And he said, what's this, 1 foot out of 50 amas, they throw out of yeshiva. Chazal said they go 50 amas, they're not going to get 1 foot out. If Chazal said a pishpish ad tormas, it's not bigger than a tormas. That is the shear. It's different, it's not a good marshal. There it's because they knew what the Metzis was. Here, Chazal said a shear. Kol shiur chachamim bedikta chazal said a shear tumas, that's the shear. So it's easy. Chazal said no plug, even if you killed a bunch, but that's the shear. So he seems to be learning. Even as begetter tliya, you could still say that the Rosh's loy plug will apply to tumasim and pishpishim and nothing to pishpishim machelus and nothing else. Even though machelus and ochanam is mishum legazu and pishpishim is mishum tliya. But since Chazal gave me a shear in the tliya, which they didn't do anywhere else, that shear in the tliya is an absolute shear. Because that's what the Aruch HaShulchan I think is saying.
Not a bit smaller.
L'chayr nari. Only that the shear is only l'chayr l'hachma, not l'hachma. Whereas by machayr is bein l'hachma, bein l'hachma. because there it's only God. And the Shulchan Acharav, as Yeshua pointed out, seems to be saying the same thought. He's more bekitzer.
Like, you just say like plug without legazro. I have to call on to legazro in order to say that like plug when there's more friction, when there's a lot of friction. As long as if the custom is bigger than the grist, I mean, if the grist is bigger than thing, then nowadays machelos, you have to call on to legazro.
Mm-hmm.
She killed a lot of pishpishim or a lot of machelos, so why have to say legazro in order to say the plug? Say rabban made a shir, like plug.
Well, because a lay plug means when Chazal said gzeira, they weren't mechalak. But if Chazal just said basically the general klal of isha sheish lo kliya is teila but whatever her kliya is, which is the general klal of perkarei akasim, teila b'chol mashi, what's the lashon mishnah? Teila b'chol mashi yechayu l'tlois play. So that doesn't need a shir. It's not shayach on that a lay plug. It's not a gzeira. If you're going to say they were gezer shir gris is b'machaylis, is sheer kesem is begris, so I understand that's a sheer, it's a zera on which is shayach like pluk. If Chazal told me though, teila b'chol mashi yuchayu l'tlais, you want to know how big that, the biggest tool this is? You're saying, what happened? We're giving you information you might not have known. If all Chazal are coming to do is give you information about the metzias you might not have known otherwise, and tell you this is how big a biggest Tormis, the biggest pish is, and as bar bird, we didn't have to tell you to figure it out. We're just giving you information. It's not shayach on that a light plug. I think that's better. That's a clearer answer. If they're just giving you information, it's not shayach on information a light plug. On a gzeira, shayach a light plug. On information, we gave you information. The information changed, so it changed. It's not shayach a light plug on information. So chayis mashma from the Russian, if the Rosh applies to Tormis, that it has to, l'chayis mashma has to be a gzeir. Somehow the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say that even if it's not a gzeir, it's a tliya, but since Chazal gave a shear to the tliya, we're going to at least stick with that shear l'chumma. Again, I'm not 100% sure I understand a shear for a tliya, but that's the Aruch HaShulchan says after the Shulchan Aruch HaShulchan mashma. Okay, so now I know, so what do I know? I know that the biggest pishpish in the world is the size of a tormus, right? But if she killed five pishpishim, what's the reason not to be five, to be tailor five tormus? If it's all pleased, it's not xeris, it's pleased. Mm-hmm. So she killed five pishpishim, I know the amount of dam that she released is the equivalent to five tormus.
Who says
only one? Chavis Das, Sidur Tower's mistake, like Lechem Sim's mistake.
If you kill two, then Sidur
Tower's
two.
The Bali Shochan was telling with two, he was Machmor, on the grid. Okay, sorry, I got backwards. Sorry, fine. Tais
also seem to say here,
I'm going to. Tais is about Machalos.
Even better, he
said
Machalos
or Pishpish. Pishpish also said it? Okay, he was also Mufurish in the. It was Mufurish in two Rishainim. Which two Rishainim is Mufurish in the Meiri and in the.
Does the Torah still talk about this, or
are we
talking about if
you
didn't kill it?
The Torah says, doesn't talk about if you killed more than one. So well, that's the Aruch HaShulchan obviously was, and the Graz were bothered by this problem. They tried to answer it. I don't 100% understand their answer. But they addressed the problem. But the other Acharonim,
where were they
dying
from? That you can't have more than one.
Where they basically came from the fact that in Sif Choftes we said that in a place with Pishpishim or Motzi, the Shir Tumas is like Gris. And since they passed in the Rosh L'inyam Achayla is by Gris, so what didn't hear? Whatever applied to Gris is going to apply to Tumas.
What if you know that you killed 10 Machalos?
That's not like the Rosh and Tesis. Russia's Machman test is Mekel, and Machalos. That's before, that's Machalos' Russian Tesis. Sorry, that was the background. This is all, then Machalos, the Chavis Das is coming to extend the Russia's Chumra even to Pishmashim. That was Machalos by Machalos. Sorry, I thought they hadn't seen that. Fine, so that was that. Then with the issue of, but the Badei Shulchan, even the Seis of Minei Ubei, is that also, then we the two cases I mentioned is we addressed more or less explained now, I think, the case of someone who killed two pishpishim. In other case, she knows she killed one pishpish, you get in addition to that a gris. Of course, the mice wash it two and shulchan aruch is machmir, not, which is the main reason that many places were machmir. But, because shulchan aruch says if you kill it, you tell it out of keturus, but not more machmir. But, the Bali Shulchan, the Chanaz Nas is machmir in both cases, which is very consistent with what he's saying. Because, since it's a tliya, it's the same as machmir. So there's no tliya here. But the question is, the Bali Shulchan seems to. Okay, it's hard to. I have that problem. But the Chayyu, they should be told. In the end of the day, though, what was. Did we take out it? So I still think. So I think it's pretty clear from. I thought there was a natiya from the Sugya, though, that machmir is mishwa? Is mishwa gozo? The pishpish is intrinsically different to machmir. It's not like the chavis das is what the chavis das again is l'shitasai, but from the sugi itself, I thought it was much more mashma. Not like the chavis das is that pishpish is intrinsically different to machmir. Because, for example, they're only saying it when it's in a makom it's motzim ba'id. They're not passing the like the rabbanon. Maybe like the rabbanon and a chanami, but like a chanina ben antignus. He's saying there's an intrinsic difference here between machayos and pishpish. Machayos is b'chol makom, b'olam.
Well, that might be, because Rabbanu ben Antignus is using a normal misask of examen. It's a normal tliya, that's why. He doesn't, in the Hanami, because the Rabbanu, they hold that you can tell your mistah, he has a content mistah, it's a normal tliya. Right.
So why is machayos, though, a super tliya and pishpish isn't?
Because
Machalis
is
Oh, that's what I'm saying. So it's Mashmas is Leigazim. Again, Rai Mukhachas, no. It's not a Rai Mukhachas. Everything here, you can be Deiche, and Chavas Das obviously had a Mahalach. But I think that there's a Natiya here. I think everything's Yoshev better. Again, the Haim don't seem to be consistent to me, but I'm sure there's some, they have a Yishuv, and I'm not sure what it is. Fine. So I think that was Bikr the Sugya. So then, I mean, it's not so much Nagei Alach HaMaisis. The Ikvah's Nagei is Havana in the Hagdara of the Leigazir and the Tliya. So now, Bezos, we're going to the next Sugya, which is more Nagei HaMaisa. Is Nagei HaMaisa. Next Sugya is, we mentioned the Shear of Gris, back to Gris, really. But it's okay, because it's the same. The Shear of Gris, whatever it is, whether it's a Tliya or a Leigazir, actually, it might be Nagei, we'll see. See if we have any Dukin here also. But that's not the main, that's not the Ikvah next. So if we're going to do Sivav Chas Tas all together. The Gemara, the Ikar Gemara is on the Tesamid Beis, but there is also a couple lines in the Chesamid Beis. I'm sorry, the Tesamid Aleph, and I think the Chesamid Aleph. Ikar is the Tesamid Aleph. Yeah. But the Ikar, what's the Ikar Sugi here? The Ikar Sugi is, where is this year? Well, let's go back. We know we have the shear of gris is a shear of, the shear of kesem is gris. That's for sure when it's on a baget. What's going to be if the shear is on the guf? So there, really, which is sifvav, really there's no gemara in sifvav. Sifvav starts off with a machlokes, basically the Rambam against most other rishonim. If the shear applies also al haguf, why shouldn't it apply al haguf? So there's a couple of different explanations. But the simplest explanation is that for some reason machilas are not common on the guf. They're common on the godim, they're not common on the guf, so therefore there's either no tliya or there was no reason for them to make a legazru. Machilas, you could learn it either way, we'll see if there's any yukim, but this shir of gris does not apply if it's nimsa al haguf. Al haguf, even a mashu's tome, it'll be ke'ein, a kasavada migufa, except since it's a blanket case, it could be that then, even if you were legazru, still, but here about the Migufa should be Torah. So that's Sivvav. Sivchas and Tas, we're going to go on to a related sugi. Sivchas, I'm correct, it's open for Tur, and the Tur puts them together. But Sivchas is the Tur that makes another. So the Rambam says, so basically the Rambam holds that our guf is a field of a mashu, there's no din gris. And most of the Rishayim hold that the shigris applies even our guf. Then that's Sivav. Jump to Sivchas is that the Tur says if there's no, even though Kesem al Guf, you're not going to pass in the Rambam, and you do need a Shir Gris, but there's still going to be a Chumr. And what's that Chumr? The Chumr is that if I have a number of small dots, Avadun, it's kesem on a beged, as we saw previously, they're not mitzdaf. Matter of fact, even if you have two halves with on a fold, on a pleat, it's not mitzdaf. But on a guf, even if the separate drops, they're going to be mitzdaf. Mitzdaf to the shear. Again, because pashtus, because since machilus are less common, it's less likely to say that there were five. To say there was even one machilus in the guf is unlikely. Say there were five small machilus is achas kama v'kama, not likely, and it's more mistabber that it was damnidus, a drop of damnidus split into smaller particles. That's b'chayr pashtus, and we'll see again, but that's also a machlekes v'shagim. And it's based on a havanah partially, and a havanah in the Gemara, which is why Ches and Tes go together. The Gemara talks about if she found the dam in different patterns of different drops or a streak or whatever it is, do those indicate to me more or less likely whether it's dam nidus or not? That's if Tes, and that's only the Gemara and then Tes. So in a way, really, Sivav is not based on the Gemara, but since everything's intertwined, I think we should learn all three sifrim together. Anyway, with the shorter, these are all three sifrim together. Probably should take us 2-3 days. So to split it up into separately, mudim is not kedai. We'll do it all together. You can start from the Gemara and the Rishayim, and then just have in mind when you get there. The sifvav, which we'll probably get to first in Shulchan Aruch and Besiyasif, really starts after the Gemara. It starts in the Rambam. Fine. So this is a sifvav ches tes. Today is Monday. Mid-morning, so Tuesday, Wednesday. So I assume we'll finish around the end of the day, Wednesday. But, whatever, we'll play it by ear, just to give some sort of a target.